Summer is over.
夏天马上就要结束了。
We're getting ready for a new season. I trust you had a wonderful summer with your vacations and your family.
我相信大家都有个愉快的假期，然后大家为我们新的这个季节做好准备了吗？
I was vacationing with my family at Camp Spofford this summer.
然后我这个假期的话，和我的家人有一个愉快的度假。
And my grandson saw that I had a Fitbit watch on.
然后我的孙子看到我手上戴了一个非常好看的手表。
And he said, "Oh, Papa, I would love to have a Fitbit watch."
然后他说，我也希望有一个。
I would love to have your watch.
我非常喜欢你的这个手表。
So of course, I took it off and I gave it to him.
然后我就把它拿下来，然后送给了我的孙子。
Yesterday he called me. He said, "Papa, I put 27,000 steps on my Fitbit today."
然后呢，他昨天就给我打电话说我在什么上面花费了2,700块。
That's 13 miles.
13 miles. 哦，他就是走路，然后走了两万七千步，是吧？
He said, "Papa, I've been running a lot today."
然后说我今天跑了很多的步，做了很多运动。
So I encourage you to get your Fitbits out and get a lot of steps on them.
我希望大家也在手表上下载一个这样的软件，然后保持锻炼。
How many of you enjoy hiking?
有多少人喜欢徒步旅行？
Okay, we got some hikers out there.
我们有一些人是喜欢的。
We'll see how this works. It's okay, we're moving through. Here is the Teton Wilderness Forest.
这个地方是提顿公园的一个荒野森林。
It's in Wyoming. It's in the state of Wyoming.
这个是怀俄明州的一个地方。
And it is a true wilderness.
这个是一个名副其实真正的荒野地区。
There is no shelters, there's no bathrooms out there, there's just rocks and trees.
那边没有房子，没有厕所，只有石头。
It is truly one of the last wilderness areas in the United States.
这个应该是美国已经为数不多的真正的就最后一个荒野地区了。
Now I'd like to define what wilderness means.
我想和大家说一下荒野的定义。
Wilderness means wild, uncivilized, and remote.
荒野意味着偏僻、落后、遥远。
And yet every year, they have a suggestion box and they get suggestions for the park.
每一年的时候，这个地方意见箱里头都会收到很多的这个意见书。
Here are some of the complaints that they have.
然后他们有很多的抱怨，大家看一下。
There are too many bugs. Get rid of the bugs in the park.
然后他说这里有太多的虫子了，你们能不能清理一下？
We need to have paved trails as well as a chairlift.
而且我们也需要你们修一下路，然后再给我们安一个椅子升降机。
The coyotes are making too much noise. Get rid of them.
昨天晚上的狼嚎让人真的是吵得没有办法睡觉，能不能赶走他们？
A small deer came into the camp and ate my pickles. Can you give me my money back?
就是有一个鹿闯进了我的营地，偷走了我的泡菜，你能不能给我报销一下？
This is my favorite. Escalators would help on the steep uphill sections.
这个是我最喜欢的，他们说你能不能在这个陡峭的山坡上安一个电梯？
Putting a restaurant such as McDonald's at the trailhead would be nice.
在路上开一个麦当劳也非常的不错。
And how about this one? There's way too many rocks on the mountains. Please remove them.
他说山上有太多的石头了，你们能不能清理一下？
Well, obviously, what's going on here is that people have the wrong definition of wilderness.
显而易见，这些人他们对荒野这个定义不太了解。
They are looking for convenience and comfort and not wilderness.
他们追求的是方便和舒适，而不是荒郊野岭。
It's the same problem with the word disciple.
同样，人们对门徒这个定义也有不同，也有误解。
A lot of people look at this word disciple and they have their definition of what it means.
当人们看这个词的时候，他们心中有对门徒自己的定义。
But they're not following Jesus' definition of what this word means.
但是他们却不理解主对这个门徒这个词的定义。
The term disciple is used 269 times in the New Testament.
在新约中门徒这个词一共出现了269次。
The word Christian is only used 3 times.
基督徒这个词只出现了3次。
And yet we call ourselves Christians, not disciples.
我们称我们自己为基督徒而不是门徒。
A disciple in Jesus' day was a person who was devoted to Christ, the person.
主耶稣对于门徒的定义是那些献身于基督的人。
They would also be devoted to his church. God, Jesus was going to build his church.
主耶稣想建立教会，他们还必须献身于教会。
And devoted to his mission of taking the gospel to the world.
并且他要献身于主耶稣的使命，把福音传到地极。
That is what a disciple is.
这才是门徒的定义。
So can I ask you a personal question today?
我能问你们一个问题吗？
Do you call yourself a disciple of Jesus?
你们会自称自己是耶稣的门徒吗？
Are you committed to building a relationship with the living Jesus?
你们是否愿意和耶稣建立一个亲密的关系？
Are you committed to speaking into the lives of people that are in this church and building up his church?
你是否愿意委身于这个教会，为神来建造他的教会？
And are you committed to the mission of taking the gospel message out to a world that doesn't know Jesus?
你们愿意会委身走出去，然后把福音传给不认识主耶稣的人？
That's what it means to be a disciple.
这才是门徒真正的定义。
What I'd like to do this morning is to consider the cost of being a disciple of Jesus.
我今天想和大家讲一下成为门徒所需要的条件。
There are 4 demands that Jesus places on every person that would say, I'm a disciple.
如果有人想要成为耶稣基督的门徒，他们都需要满足以上四点要求。
And the first demand is that to becoming a disciple demands the totality of life.
成为门徒的话，你需要付出全部的生命。
Large crowds were following Jesus.
有极多的人和耶稣同行。
There were a lot of Facebook friends there that day.
我们现在脸书上有很多的好友。
A lot of curious people, a lot of people in the crowd.
有非常好奇的慕道友，还有一大群漫不经心看热闹的人。
But the casual observers were not disciples of Jesus.
但这些看热闹的人，他们并不是耶稣的门徒。
And Jesus wanted to check all of their shallow responses to the gospel.
他们想要检查这些人是否是做出了草率的承诺。
What Jesus wants us to realize is we can't make a half-hearted commitment to him.
然后耶稣想要知道的是这些跟随他的人是否是三心二意的。
You can't be committed to Jesus and say, okay, well, I'm going to save half of my heart for myself. I'll give you half.
这些人不能是说 OK， 我只拿出我的一半来献给你。
You have to give your whole heart to Jesus.
我们必须要把我们的全身心全部都交给耶稣。
And then what Jesus says here is, He has to be the supreme love of your life.
他想要就是成为我们心中最重要的那一部分。
A lot of people get confused about this part where it says you have to hate your father and mother and wife and children.
就是有些人他非常的困解，就是说，圣经中说我们要恨我们的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄等。
There are many verses in the Bible that say we should love our family members and love the people that God has given to us as family.
但是圣经中也同样提出了我们应当爱他们，爱这些神所赐给我们身边的亲人。
But when we compare our love for our family, it appears as hatred because we love Jesus so much.
为什么会用我们的家人来做类比呢？是因为他要我们知道，我们应当把主耶稣放在第一位。
What this practically means is that a disciple loves God supremely.
就是门徒的话必须要全心全意的爱我们的神。
All loyalties in our life are subordinate to him.
所有我们生命中让我们去用忠心来对待的东西。
If there is a clash of loyalties, he wins.
都要仅次于耶稣。
We love Jesus more than we love our career.
我们爱我们的主耶稣胜过于我们的工作。
We love Jesus more than we love our financial portfolio.
我们爱耶稣多过于爱我们的金钱。
We love Jesus more than we love our public image.
我们爱耶稣多过于我们的公众形象。
We love Jesus more than we love our hobbies and our personal desires.
我们爱主耶稣多过于我们自己的爱好和个人的欲望。
Jesus is the supreme love of our life.
主耶稣是我们心中的首位。
Goes on to say, and anyone who follows me has to carry their cross.
这里说到说背每一个跟随我的人都要背起他自己的十字架跟从我。
Now we use this term lightly in our world today.
我们现在经常的在生活中用这个比喻。
People with old cars say, "Oh, I've got to bear my cross. I have an old car."
然后有些人他会抱怨说，我开着一个旧车，我在背负我自己的十字架。
But in Jesus' day, carrying a cross meant you were a dead man just about to happen.
但是呢，主耶稣对于背负十字架的定义是说，你即将会面临死亡。
Tradition tells us that when Jesus was a teenager, there were 1,760 people nailed to crosses over a 9-mile stretch of a highway.
就是在历史告诉我们，当耶稣还年少的时候，他曾经经历过一个1760人的一个死亡。他亲眼目睹了这些人被钉十字架。
That must have left an indelible impression on his mind.
然后这个应该给他的心中留下了不可磨灭的可怕的印象。
What Jesus means about carrying a cross means we need to die to our agenda.
就是你背负十字架意味着你必须按照主耶稣他的时间安排来献上生命。
We need to say, I am not going to live life my way, I'm going to live his way.
你必须得承诺说，我不要按照我自己的心意而活，我要按照耶稣的心意活。
We cannot be a disciple of Jesus without experiencing death every day.
如果我们不是每一天都经历死亡的话，我们就不能够成为耶稣的门徒。
Our culture says you can have it all.
但是我们的文化却告诉我们说，你可以拥有一切。
But Jesus says you can't have it all.
但主耶稣说，你不能拥有一切。
You have to choose.
你必须得选择。
A great way to test whether or not Jesus is the center of your life is what I would call the wish test.
我想给大家做一个愿望的测试。
I don't know if you ever played this as a kid growing up.
我
as a child growing up, they play these games. Oh, what would you wish for?
就是小时候的时候，我经常会和孩子们玩这样的游戏。
But we usually picture this, that there's a big genie in front of us, and he says, I will give you 3 wishes.
我们经常会想象说有一个巨人出现在我们面前说我给你实现三个愿望。
And the way that we play this is you can't ask for a wish to be 1,000 more wishes.
但是呢，你不能说我再给我1,000个愿望行吗？
But what would be your 3 wishes?
你三个想要实现的愿望是什么？
Think about it right now.
大家现在心里想一下。
What would be the first thing that you would wish for?
你们第一个心里的愿望是什么？
The second thing that you would wish for.
第二件事情呢？
And the third thing you would wish for.
还有第三件是什么？
Well, let me tell you what a disciple of Jesus would wish for.
我来告诉大家门徒的愿望是什么。
And this comes out from a monk in the 12th century, Richard Chichester.
这个愿望是来自于理查德·齐切斯特，他是一个十二世纪的主教。
And he wrote a poem that became very popular many years ago.
他写了一个诗，然后变得非常的有名。
He said the 3 things that a disciple would wish for.
他说，我作为门徒有三件渴慕的事情。
Is to see thee more clearly.
愿我更清楚地认识你。
To love thee more dearly.
愿我更紧密地跟随你。
and to follow thee more nearly.
Sorry, 更深切地爱你。
That's what a disciple would wish for.
这个才是门徒真正的愿望。
It's not about fancy cars or big houses or big jobs.
不是说我想要一个漂亮的车，一个非常大的房子，或者是一份好的工作。
The wish of a disciple.
我想要门徒真正想要，应该想要的愿望。
Is to know Jesus better.
而是更清楚地认识我们的神。
And to love him with all of our hearts.
用我们全心全意去爱我们的神。
That's the first demand of a disciple.
这是第一个要求，成为门徒的要求。
Let's go to the second.
我们再来看一下第二个。
Becoming a disciple requires a rational evaluation.
成为门徒的话需要理性的衡量。
Could you read these verses?
Yeah. 你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先做下计算花费，能盖成不能呢？恐怕安了地基不能成功，看见的人就笑话他，说这个人开了工却不能完工。
If you're going to build a tower, you have to think through how much is it going to cost you.
你们如果哪一个想盖一座楼的话，你们必须先坐下来想。
To start building a tower and then not complete it is to only invite mockery and ridicule.
如果你开始了这个工程却完成不了的话，只会让别人来笑话你。
Yes, I have to sit down. You can't rush this, and you have to count the cost of building.
所以耶稣告诫我们说，你们不要着急，先坐下来想，计算一下成本。
Following Jesus should be the most rational decision that you will ever make.
跟随耶稣应该是你这一生做的最理性的决定。
Think of the other alternatives of investing your life.
在跟随主耶稣之前，先去想一下你人生其他的路径。
What if you said the goal of your life was to get a lot of money?
如果你的人生目标是为钱而活。
There are many people that are surrounding us in Fairfield County that have a lot of money.
我们这个社区其实有很多人他非常的富有。
And they're not happy.
但是他们却不快乐。
They have proven this sociologically. If you win the lottery, it only gives you a small bump in happiness.
就是有一个调查研究说，如果你中了彩票的话，它只能给你一时的很小的快乐。
In fact, if you win the lottery, most likely it's going to ruin your life.
而且如果你要是赢了彩票的话，它最有可能是会摧毁你的人生。
How about if you become really popular and everybody likes you on Facebook?
我们再来想一下，你是否想变得非常的受欢迎在脸书上
？Look how happy the movie stars are out in Hollywood.
让我们来看一下这些好莱坞这些明星。
Everybody knows their lives, but they're miserable people.
而且大家都能看到他们的生活其实过得非常的糟糕。
Or how about living for pleasure?
或者是为了享乐主义而活。
Does the name Jeffrey Epstein mean anything to you?
就是这个叫杰弗里·爱泼斯坦的人，这个犯罪分子，你们。
How about living for stuff, plastic stuff?
或者是为了自己的生计而活。
If having stuff makes us happy, then the people that have built those storage units should be smiling all day long.
如果要是你们只是为了去获取囤这些东西的话，那些商店的人应该高兴死了。
It doesn't make you happy.
因为这些东西其实不会让你快乐。
Neither does following the religions of dead people.
甚至是这些他们跟随这些其他宗教的这些人。
Mohammed, Buddha, Confucius are all dead.
像穆罕默德、佛教徒、孔子，他们全部都死了。
So you can follow a dead guy, or you can follow the living Jesus. What do you think would be better?
你们可以跟随这些死人，你们也可以跟随死里复活的耶稣。你们觉得哪一个更好？
What Jesus is trying to get across to us is think.Through how you're going to invest your life.
主耶稣想要我们明白这一点，不要急于做决定，想一下你们付出的代价。
Don't rush into this decision.
不要着急的去下结论。
There is clearly going to be a cost. Are you willing to pay the cost?
因为这其中涉及到的代价是 你必须思考是否是你愿意付上的。
There is a castle on the Hudson River. It's called Dick's Castle.
在就是哈德逊河沿岸有一个城堡叫做迪克森城堡。
It's in a garrison. Anyone know, ever see this castle? You can see it from the Hudson River.
大家在这个沿岸有没有见过这个城堡或者知道这个城堡的？
Well, this castle was started in 1903 by a financier called Evans P. Dick.
这个城堡是1903年开始建的，是当时的一个金融家叫艾文斯·迪克。
And they started building this castle over 100 years ago.
他们100年前就开始了这个工程。
And for 102 years, it was never completed.
但是他们花了102年，这个城堡还没有完工。
It actually ended up being called Dick's Folly.
然后其实呢，这个到了后来的时候，人们就取笑他们说，这个是迪克的愚蠢的一个行为。
So people would look at this castle and say, that guy started building that castle, but he never completed it.
人们看到这个城堡的时候，只会说那个人开始了这个项目，但是却没有完成它。
What started as a monument to his success ended up a monument to his stupidity.
他本来是想。做一个纪念他成功的这个纪念碑，但是却变成了纪念他愚蠢的一个纪念碑。
And this is what people will say about your life if you quit following Jesus.
这也是当你们如果开始了跟随主耶稣，却中途退出的时候，人们会对你说的话。
They started out with a lot of enthusiasm, but they never stuck it through.
就说你们一开始付出了这么多的热情，但是却没有完成，退缩了。
You should not start a journey to follow Jesus if you're not going to see it to the end.
如果你们从一开始就没有打算一直走下去的话，就不要开始这个旅程。
A third demand is that becoming a disciple demands a calculated decision.
第三个要求是成为门徒需要深思熟虑后做出决定。
If you're a king and you have an army of 10,000 and you see 20,000 coming against you, you better negotiate.
如果发生了战争，然后你只有一万个士兵，但是对方有两万个人的话，你最好就就是和对方商量一下。
See, the builder of the tower is free to build.
我们在建立城堡的时候，我们可以自由的去选择建或者是不建。
But when a king is invaded, he is forced to make a decision.
但是当你面临入侵的时候，这个国王他不得已一定要做出一个选择。
What Jesus is saying is, you better sit down and calculate whether you can refuse my demands.
所以耶稣告诉我们说，你们最好先坐下来想一想，你们是否能够符合我告诉你们这些要求，成为我的门徒。
Now, what are the enemies that are attacking us?
我们现在人生的敌人是什么？
There's three of them.
有三个。
Time.
时间。
Death.
死亡。
And entropy.
衰败。
Time is attacking us.
时间在抵挡我们。
On average, human beings live 25,550 days.
人的一生大概有25,550天。
You should figure out what day you're on.
你应该现在就想一下你们在其中的哪一天。
Because time goes quickly.
因为时间过得非常快。
Psalm 39 says that life is like a breath on a cold day.
当我们在35岁的时候，我们还觉得自己年轻。
This morning was 59 when I got up.
然后呢，就转眼就变成了59岁。
Almost cold enough to go outside and go.
就
Sorry, that's hard to translate. But on a cold day, this winter, go outside and go.
如果你到外面的话，然后你去哈气。
And what you will see in front of you is a vapor, and it'll be there, and you'll see it.
然后你会看到有这个气体，然后你可以看到。
And what happens 2 seconds later?
就是几分钟，不是两秒钟之后。
It's gone.
它就消失了。
Just a few days ago, it was Memorial Weekend.
就是几天之前的时候，这个 Memorial。那个假期 ，sorry。
Guess what's going to happen next week?
大家知道下一周的话会怎样？
Labor Day weekend.
就是我们这个长周末马上到了。
Summer is gone.
然后我们整个夏天就过去了。
And soon it'll be Christmas.
然后马上就是我们的圣诞节。
And soon it'll be 2020.
2020.
Sorry, I'm going off script.
马上就对2020年了。
All I'm saying is that time passes quickly. So you better live in light of eternity because you're going to be in eternity quickly. And you can't get to the end of your life and say, oh, I wish I could relive it. No, that's today. Live in light of eternity today. The last enemy is entropy. Everything is rusting away. When I had my kids in my house, I would take them down to the Stanford junkyard. You can flip to the next. And we would go in, this is, they call it a recycling center. It's junk. And I would point out to my kids, oh, look at that bicycle. It used to be brand new, now they're throwing it out, it's worthless. And look at that computer over there. They have a whole tractor trailer filled with computer stuff. Useless. And then I take them and I show them some cars. Look at that car rusting away. That used to be the hottest car in the neighborhood. And now it's worthless. And I'd say to my kids, don't invest your life in junk.
然后我就告诫他们说，别把你的人生花在这些垃圾上面。
Because everything that we own eventually ends up in the junkyard.
因为我们现在所用的一切终将会变成垃圾。
We need to realize that these enemies are constantly assaulting us.
我们必须得警戒这些敌人都在攻击我们，捆绑我们。
We know how this story ends.
我们知道世界的终点是什么。
You can go to the next slide. In the middle there, King Jesus is coming back.
我们的主耶稣会再回来。
And you can either meet Jesus as your friend or your judge.
你可以让主耶稣成为你的朋友，或者是你的审判者。
We know at the end of history, every person will be on their knees.
我们知道在世界的末日，所有的人都会屈膝。
And you could be on your knees with Jesus being your friend, or you could be on your knees with Jesus being your judge.
你可以在主耶稣面前屈膝，他可以是你的朋友，他也会变成的审判者。
Disciples get on their knees and they make their peace with Jesus now.
所以门徒们，你们应该现在就屈膝在主面前。
And say, Jesus, I want to live as your friend as you come back.
主啊，然后和主耶稣说，主啊，当你回来的时候，我希望我是你的朋友。
For those with hard hearts, say, I will not bow the knee.
但是有这些三心二意的人说，我不要屈膝在你面前。
Oh, yes, you will.
但是你必须得这样做。
Calculate, he's coming.
所以你要计算着其中的这些代价。
Make your peace with him today.
今天就来到主耶稣的面前。
Let's go to the fourth demand.
我们再来看一下第四点。
Becoming a disciple necessitates an inward change.
成为门徒需要内在的翻转。
Could you read the verses?
Yes. 盐本是好的，盐若失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？或用在田里，或堆在粪里，都不合适，只好丢在外面。有耳可听的就应当听。
In the Middle East, in Israel, they would get their salt from from a place called the Dead Sea.
在以色列，他们会从死海里面收集盐。
I have floated on the Dead Sea.
我在死海里面可以浮在上面。
There's the evidence. I could literally, this is crazy, I could turn over like this without getting my head wet.
所以说我头都不需要低下去，然后可以随意的转身。
Because you're so, there's so much salt, it just keeps you literally above the water.
因为它这个盐的密度非常的高，然后我们就浮在上头。
But they would gather this salt and they put it outside of their houses in a pile.
然后他们就把这些盐收集在这个岸边。
And what they would do is, hey, we need some salt for dinner. Go out and get some.
然后就说，哎，我们需要一些盐呢，过去直接拿点就好了。
So they would run out, grab some salt, bring it in, sprinkle it on their food, and it would taste great.
所以他们就直接蹲下来，捡起一些盐放在他们的食物上。
But guess what would happen to these piles of salt after 5, 10, 15 rains?
大家知道就是在下过几次雨之后，这些盐会发生什么变化吗？
It would look like salt on the outside.
它们看起来像是盐。
But it lost all the saltiness inside.
但是它们却不再咸了。
And it's the same with Christians.
然后我们基督徒也是一样。
A disciple is more than someone that looks like a follower of Jesus on the outside.
就是有一些人他外表看起来像是门徒。
A disciple of Jesus is someone who has a heart that burns after knowing Jesus.
作为门徒的话，他不仅要外表看起来像，他内心也要有一团火热的跟随耶稣的心。
And inside, when they get up in the morning, the first thing they do is say, Jesus, thank you for a new day.
然后这些门徒他早晨起来第一件事情就是说，主耶稣，感谢你赐给我们新的一天。
I can't wait to serve you today. Let's go, Jesus.
我真的等不及了，我今天要为你做什么事情，我们一起 来去做这些事情吧。
And you charge into life because inside there's a fire burning.
然后你会感觉精力充沛，因为你内心充满了对耶稣的渴慕和激情。
The disciple has that inward passion to know the Lord.
门徒他内心是永远充满火热激情的。
So let's wrap up. I'd like to tell you a story about some Indians down in Ecuador.
在最后的话，我想给大家讲一个故事。
The year was early 1950s.
在1950年的时候。
And there was a tribe of Indians called the Anca Indians in Ecuador that had never heard the name Jesus.
就是有一个厄瓜多尔的丛林中，他有一个就是印第安的部落，他们从来没有听说过福音。
And these five men and their wives and families said, you know what? We need to go and tell them about Jesus.
然后这一个传道士他们的家人对他们说，那我们就去那个为他们来传福音吧。
So they raised support and they went down to Ecuador and they learned the language, the Anca Indian language.
所以呢，他们就在去之前学习了语言，做了一切需要做的准备。
And then they had this plane that they were flying.
然后他们有一架自己的小飞机。
And what they would do is, it's ingenious what they did.
然后他们非常的聪明。
They would fly the plane above the tribe.
然后他们就在这些部落上面盘旋飞行。
And put a bucket out on a rope.
然后拿了一个篮子里头放一些东西丢给他们。
And what would happen is that rope would simply go down as they let the rope out, and it would be like just dropping straight out if they flew this circle.
所以就是当他这个飞机在做这个圆圈飞行的时候，正好这个把东西全部都给他们
投到底下。So they started dropping off gifts for these people. They gave gifts in those buckets.
然后他们在里面放了礼物，然后送给当地这个印第安部落的人。
And then they had a loudspeaker, and they were shouting to them.In their language, that they were friends.
然后他们用扬声器，对底下部落人说，我们是你们的朋友。
And one day, the Indians gave a gift back to them.
然后呢，其中有一个人就做了回复。
They gave him a parrot. You can see the parrot there.
然后这个是他们给了他们一个礼物，是一个鹦鹉。
And they said, "Yes, we're communicating with the Anca Indians."
然后他们收到这个礼物之后，他说好了，时机成熟了，我们去过去和他们交谈吧。
And so, right after Christmas in 1955, they decided it's time for us to go in and share the gospel with these Indians.
那个时候，他们觉得我们应该可以去了，去和他们传福音，他们就去了。
So they flew their plane in, and they had a couple days of good contacts with the Indians.
然后他们就过去了，并且在其中几天，他们都和他们有一个非常良好的接触和沟通。
And on January 8th of 1956, their radios went silent.
但是在某一天的时候，他们这个广播电台突然间没了消息。
So they sent a team in to find out what had gone on.
然后呢，就派出了这个搜救队伍去寻找他们。
And what had happened was they speared all the missionaries.
就是当这五名传道人被发现的时候，他们已经死亡了，并且背上插着长矛。
And the world said why.
然后整个世界都在说为什么会这样。
Why would you give your lives for these primitive people?
世界的人不明白为什么他会把生命献给这些犯罪分子。
Why is the church so committed to taking this name of Jesus?To people that have never heard of it.
为什么教会他会派出自己的人去关怀这些就是他们从来不认识的这些群体的人？
Why would you give up so much for this cause?
为什么你们会付出如此沉重的代价，然后去帮助他们？
And Jim Elliot's wife found in his diary that he wrote this phrase.
这个是其中一个传道士写的，在他的日记中。
He is no fool who gives up that which he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose.
他在日记中写到说，为得到那不会失去的而付出那不能保留的，这人一点也不傻。
You can't keep the stuff of this world. You can try, but you can't do it.
你想保留这个世界上的东西，但是你根本没有办法保留下来。
But any sacrifice given for Jesus Christ will be paid back 1,000 times in eternity.
但是你为神所献上的这些东西，他会加倍的来补偿你，奖赏你。
And some of you saying, "Are you asking me to become a fanatic?"
有些人可能会说，你是不是要我成为耶稣基督的狂热分子？
And I say yes.
我会说是的。
Yes.You have to be fanatical about Jesus Christ.
你必须得狂热的去爱我们的神，我们的主耶稣。
The half-hearted, the half-committed, they don't make any type of an impact on this world.
因为这些三心二意的人，他们根本没有办法感染到别人。
I mean, they don't even stir themselves into action.
他们甚至自己的心里都不会起任何波澜。
But if you give your heart and soul to Jesus Christ,You will never be disappointed.
但是如果你们把你们的生命和灵魂全然奉献给耶稣的时候，你们永远不会失望。
And God will bless your life.
因为主会祝福你。
So my call today.
所以我今天的呼召是。
Who wants to become a disciple?
谁希望成为门徒？
I'm not talking about a Christian, American Christian.
我说的不是基督徒。
I'm talking about a disciple of Jesus Christ.
我说的是主耶稣的门徒。
Someone that loves God supremely above all the loves of earth. Someone who rationally says, I'm going to give my life to the Lord.
就是这些非常理智的说，我要把所有的一切都献给主耶稣的人。
Someone who realizes that history is going to end with Jesus on the throne, and I'm going to bow my knee before him now.
这些意识到生命尽头，会发生什么事情的人，我要在主耶稣面前屈膝的人。
Someone who's going to say, "I'm going to give my heart to the Lord today."
这些愿意说我要把我全身心都献给主耶稣的人。
Jesus ended this parable with a phrase, "He who has ears, let him hear."
然后主耶稣说，我就在这里。
Hear with your ears. Hear with your heart.
打开你的耳朵和你的眼睛。
But I pray today that you would raise up disciples.
我们一起来祷告。
I pray today that we would realize that your kingdom will never end.
主啊，我们来祷告说，我们意识到你的国度是永远存在的。
And it is only the things that we do in light of that kingdom that count for eternity.
我们希望进入那永恒的国度。
I pray today for a passion in every person's heart that they would want to love you supremely.
主啊，我为这里的人祷告，希望我们的内心很渴慕你，充满激情。
That they would want to follow you nearly.
我们更加深刻地去追随你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
祷告不配。
Amen.
Amen.